Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
This is Bonnie Albers with Bonnie Albers on Air, and I have the fabulous Laura Pierrot here. I love this lady. She's so cool. I mean, her story, if you go to her website, and I'll let her tell you a little bit about herself and her website in just a minute, you are going to just be amazed. She's fabulous. She's sweet. She is so knowledgeable and has a gift that it shocked me when I first heard it. So she has been with us. She's part of our family, and I love this girl. She is a healer. Although your father, I have to tell you, Laura, is still with me, and I do have to tell you something after this. But I want everybody to know today is a healing day. We are going to listen to Laura. The language that comes with Laura, the language of light, I mean, I could pick out on the first time I talked to Laura, I could pick out different languages because when she does it for you to heal you, it seems like, and this is, you know, Laura, what I think, it actually is from your past lives and ancestry, because I will tell you, I could pick up when you were talking Indian, Hebrew, Yiddish, Russian, whale. I mean, and man, if I'm a whale, that's good because I'm skinny in this lifetime. But anyway, I just have to tell you, again, let me tell you how to get a hold of me and who I am. Then I'm going to hand you over to Laura, and she'll tell you a little bit about herself. But my name is Bonnie Albers. If anybody doesn't know, I talk loud enough. I talk more than most people. So probably everybody does know who I am. But how to get a hold of me is through Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. Just friend me, and you'll get all the information about our shows. You can also write me or email me. Actually, I don't think people write anymore, so it's email. And I'm only 15, so I don't write either. My email address is balbers714, my birthday, at AOL.com. You can leave me a note. I do readings. I do counseling. I am a nurse. I'm a legal nurse. Consultant. I also am a life coach, a counselor. I specialize in love, romance, relationships, and those sexual issues you don't want to talk about on the air. And I am also, my favorite thing, I am a psychic spirit medium, and that is my favorite gift of all. In fact, I'm going to be Laura's first victim. Client. So hi, Laura.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm just so wonderful. I can't even tell you. It is just, life is blessing me in spades. So
it's just a
delight to be here today and share all that with you.
I am so happy. And I got one more thing to share with you, but I do want to say hello to our other co-host, Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning. Or afternoon.
Hi, Kelly. She mutes herself when we can't quite hear. There's three powerful mediums, psychics, clairvoyants, and light talkers. Sometimes it really hits the airwaves, and I've been having problems with my new computer. But, Laura, I'm so happy to have you. It's a delight and an honor to have you. I can't tell you how meeting you has changed a lot of our listeners and our chatters' lives, as well as mine. So, again, we want to thank you, because any healing is on this earth here is just, to me, revered. And I have to tell you, I do have a spirit here, and I think it's your father.
But yeah, probably.
He keeps telling me to tell you, and I just don't, I don't recognize them, but penny loafers. So I don't know if you knew anybody who wore penny loafers, or if he wore penny loafers. You had them as a kid, but he keeps showing me.
My dad and his dad were military, so they were always in uniform with the Navy shoes.
Well, just write that down, Laura, because he is showing
penny loafers.
Penny loafers. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, maybe he met your mom in penny loafers. Ask your mom, because he is showing me penny loafers. So, and he's here, and it is your dad, because I can feel him with you. So, I gave you the message before that, you know, he can't be with you all the time. And maybe he is actually, Susan and I were talking about this before I let you have your show. Susan and I were talking about it. I was in a store. People, when they get messages, think it's the message they're getting, but actually it's the spirit's messages giving it to you as a symbol that they're there. So people always think, oh, what are they giving me penny loafers for? Why are they showing? But it's usually so that the spirit is giving, and he is here, a symbol to let them know.
Right, but I'll tell you what I think it is.
Okay.
We always had the idea, and my mom would always pick up a penny and say thank you, because no amount of abundance is too small to be grateful for.
Okay.
And so we always had the idea that you don't put pennies in your penny loafer until you find one. And that's the special penny that you put in your loafer.
Well, honey, that
is showing. It's about accepting and receiving abundance and letting it come to your life in any way, even small ways, being grateful.
Well, I got to tell you, he's shaking his head. I'm watching him. My head's turned to the left, if you would see Skype. And he
so
is
that
saying,
would be a
she
sign
got
to me
it.
That abundance is coming, and to just, don't focus on it and don't look for it. Just let it be discovered. You know, in other words, just trip across it and be grateful for it.
Well,
because that's how we did our penny loafers.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm really glad you got this message, because he was starting to throw pennies at me. And, they aren't real easy to take here. So thank you.
Well, it's really funny. We were furniture shopping the other day, and somebody had sat down in a furniture store and, quarters and pennies and dimes and everything flowed out of their pockets. So my husband and I looked at that and said, ooh, the universe is throwing money at us. How lovely.
Oh, yes. Well, your dad is throwing pennies at me, but I think it's that you is really throwing them at. So now that I know nobody wants to hear me, and because they are waiting for you, but please tell everybody, Laura, about your website, about how to get a hold of you, what you do, what you offer. And, I never get tired of hearing, I don't even think I've heard it more than once, how you, actually spoke this language and what it did to you, like the first time you ever heard it from your mouth.
Yeah. Well, so just to get it up front and easy for people to access, my website is myname.com. So it's LauraPierat.com. And everything is there. Much of it is free. And you can subscribe to all of my blogs in a little blue rectangle on the homepage or most of the pages, or you can subscribe subscribe to A Daily Dose of Love separately, which has a Space Hubble telescope picture with a spiraling kind of cloud, and that will get you from number one in sequence, A Daily Dose of Love, which is my current work, in sequence from number one, and we're now at number 154 or so. We're 6 months in now. So it will allow you to start at the beginning of the journey and not be overwhelmed starting in the middle. But if you feel guided, you can jump in anywhere your guidance places you. It's all archived on my website. In the top left corner of all the pages are three links, and A Daily Dose of Love will take you to the archive. And you can just use your intuition to jump in.
I just want to tell you, because you know I interrupt all the time, and I do feel bad, but if I don't, then I forget what I'm going to say. It's kind of like young age, you know. But I do want to tell you that Ron has been doing yours ever since you helped him at the beginning of when you were on the show. So I know myself and Susan, but I didn't realize how Ron, I'm sure Kelly, but I didn't realize how Ron, because, you know, I mean, he's a guy and I don't really, you know, I mean, I talked to him, he's a good friend, but I never kind of asked. But when I was with him last night, he said, she has helped me so much. Please thank her. And so I do want you to know.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that Ron called.
I appreciate that. Honestly, I'm finally beginning to, I've asked and asked and all but begged for people to give me feedback, because it really helps me understand the work. I don't get a lot of information. I get very general description about the work I'm doing, because the guides really ask me not to put too many words to it, because they don't want me to define it and thereby limit other people's experiences of it. So I very much work on just trust and without a lot of knowing. And I never know what's going to come out of my mouth when I sit down to channel. And it's just, I'm just in service. And so when people give me this kind of feedback, in the more specific feedback especially, it really helps me understand the impact the work is having on people at a physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, and even galactic and universal levels.
Well, I love that.
I really appreciate that, yeah. Because otherwise, you know, I do it because I'm asked to do it, and I love to do it, and it's effortless and joyful for me to do it. But I don't, you know, I don't really have a lot of understanding, and most of what I do is pretty strange. So,
well,
I
think it's fabulous. And listen, I think it's fabulous, because strange is where I rock. I don't, you know, I always say if you're normal, I don't apply. So that's what, and
yeah,
I don't really know too many people that, and I have done a lot of counseling, not myself, but I have counseled a lot of people. And I will tell you that it is so interesting, because normal shouldn't even be in the dictionary. So for all
your
people,
right.
Normal is just a word that you can like throw out of your vocabulary, because very few people even could fit into that box of normal. And I'm glad, because we're all different. And
right.
I love you, Laura. You're Abby normal with the rest of us.
and I've come to be okay with that. And I think I'm actually here to role model that you can have a joyful, abundant, prosperous, you know, expansive life and magical, bold manifestations without knowing, without understanding, and just by going from these subtle kind of obscure sometimes intuitions. Now, I do get messages, and I get them in English, and I write them out, but I don't always get the specificity that I would love to have, because that left brain wants to gnaw on something firm, you know. And I often get these sort of loose puzzle pieces, and they don't always fit together, but I know that it makes a difference, and I know that it will always be there. I've never been left, you know, blank, hanging, you know, when it's time to help someone. And I've just learned to trust that. And I'm here, I think, to role model, because so many people are opening up to their spiritual gifts, and they don't have them in a firm grip yet. You know, it hits, it misses. It sometimes, but not real clear. And they have this general feeling, but they can't explain why. And their friends don't really understand why they're making choices and decisions without understanding why. And I realized that I would get an insight, and then I would backpedal it for a reason, because I felt like I had to have an explanation or reason when I told my husband why we were going to do something.
Right.
And he's really gotten to where it's okay for me to just not have a reason, and I'm just going to do it. He finally gets that. But, you know, our colleagues and our family don't always understand that. So I think that that's part of my not knowing a whole lot of specificity is to role model to others. That is not a limitation.
And
sometimes
you know
it's a blessing.
Oh, absolutely. But I got to tell you, why do you think I stay at 15? Because at 15, think about it. You're really open, that you accept almost everything. You're really much more aware of what's going on without having restrictions, even though if your parents restrict you. So I love that, because when you get older, and, you know, I know this, especially in my counseling practice, you put yourself in boxes of social, moral, you know, all that type of, and then you say, oh, well, this can't be, and you talk yourself out of it. Kids will see a sky and tell you everything they see. An adult at 50 will look at the sky and say, my neck hurts. I can only look at it for 2 minutes. Now, I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying
right.
This is what I mean by getting older. And, you know, and I don't mean 50, because I'll put that out at 150. But what I'm saying is, in each stage of life, and I see it so often, especially children, little children, you talk about your inner child, but little children are so much open to things that happen in nature and earth. And then when you see them grow up, you had so many responsibilities and so many things that happened to you that you've kind of almost forgotten those. So, and I'm not saying everybody, so please in chat don't say, I didn't, because I know that we have a lot of open people, and my listeners and our listeners and our chatters, they're the super cool listener opening, you know, gifted people. So I'm just proud that I have everybody that I have, and everybody fits into that category. But I am telling you, you can, like when you do go to, you know, places or even your relatives, that's where they're coming from. As you get older, you kind of close off a little, and we're here to open everybody, right?
Right. Well, I just feel so playful and open, and it's a joy to see what is revealed to you in your life, and to be like, wow, I didn't even expect that. I wasn't even attached to that. I wasn't, you know, I'm not going each day based on I need this, I want this, please give me this. I'm just kind of, you know, flitting along, and all of a sudden something drops in my path, and it's like, whoa, thanks.
You are so cute, Laura. If, listen, you walk down your street naked and you're just feeling giddy, we'll just let them know it's because you were told to be able to do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
you know,
you know.
You let that playfulness of childhood come back, and where everything, the wonderment and appreciation and everything is a wow. And, you know, life is very joyful from that point of view.
I agree. And you know what? I've got to tell you, and I could talk to you for 2 hours, and probably everybody's going, shut your mouth, Bonnie, please. And I don't mean it meanly, because I know what they're looking at on the board. We have a lot of callers for you, Laura. And, you know, I don't even see it.
I can't see all that chat on my screen.
Oh, well, you don't see the board, because I have it. And
Okay.
And I don't want anybody to get, you know, because I love talking to you, and I want people to understand you, and that's why I do it. I mean, you're on once a month, and my goodness, you could be on forever, but I want people to understand you. I want them to know what you do, what you bring. I mean, we haven't even gotten into really from the first time you ever did this, and it's something that I would love, you know, in the beginning of every time that you come, to just tell us a little bit more about yourself, because, I mean, I know these people, and I know myself, and I know Kelly, we feel like your family. So, you know, we love to know all of the things. Yeah, and to know you would be to know more of ourselves, because really we're all reflective, you know, of anybody.
Uh-huh.
So I do have to tell you, I am going to be selfish, because I think I told you everybody, and I know I'm going to get a lot of calls, but, you know, please just bear with me. I would like to be your first victim client. Okay?
Okay. Well, all right. And I'm going to tell you it's not selfish, because the way I work, we take the caller, but we invite all of the audience listeners to piggyback on the issues, because we globalize. So, you know, there are universal core issues, and as we're all raising our frequency and raising our consciousness, we're all engaged in life challenges, and those show up in sort of archetypal ways for us. So as we work with each individual caller, please globalize and open for yourself to receive and your loved ones to receive as well through your link of love to them, in any way that serves the highest light, the law of one, and the perfection of the universe, so that we build no karma and we don't impose on anyone or anything, but we simply offer through love, which has no opposite, has no duality, has nothing, no harm, ever. And we just offer to receive and bless whatever we're available for and whatever others are available for.
I love that.
As we help Bonnie, we'll be helping everyone. So open your heart, invite in your higher self, align with your higher self, and invite your higher self to direct your healing, your reception of whatever it is that can benefit you. Okay?
Oh, I got it.
Bonnie, go for it. What is it? How may we honor you today?
I'm so happy. You know that my biggest love is being a spirit medium. I was going to say psychotic spirit medium, but actually the word is psychic. So, and I want the veil. I love it. This week has been so cool for me. I mean, I've had spirit with me. I don't want to go into an explanation because I want, you know, other people to get this healing. But I would like to have the veil to the spirit world completely up and start with a clean slate so that I could be their clean slate to give the messages clearly and precisely to them. Who need it.
Right, right. Well, and I know that there are probably everybody in the audience wants the same, or they wouldn't be listening in. Everybody wants their spiritual gifts online and to be active and useful and clear and available to them every time, all day long, whenever they need them. And so thinning the veil and making ourselves more available to the divinity that we are is awesome. And I'm going to tell you something real quickly here because it's relevant for everyone to invite. In the shower this morning, I like to meditate in the shower because water is a wonderful conductive element. And I was just watching, and I sort of turned myself inside out so that whatever's on the inside I'm trying to clear, I saw, but then I became a ball with all these little things on the outside to clear. And there's little specks here and there, and I asked the angels to come in and pick off those so that I don't have to work so hard. Let's just make this easy. And then, you know, angels were coming around in little baskets over their arms and just picking them almost like you'd pick, you know, strawberries out of a field or cherries. And but there was this particular area that was almost like a scab, and it ran deep, and I watched this vacuuming of this as it stretched and elongated off of me and as this ball, and then it kind of opened. I could see it went really deep inside. And as that was clearing, I could see something coming in from the other side, filling from the bottom up as that bottom was becoming, you know, from where, how deep that went, was filling. And what was leaving, and this is for everybody to choose, was the wisdom of the ages. And I thought, now why would I want to give up the wisdom of the ages? And they said, because what we're replacing is the wisdom of the ageless.
Yeah, I love that.
And what they were showing me is that we're all so focused on our past lives and our wisdom of the golden eras and the golden ages and, you know, Lemurian Atlantis and all that. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's information, and it's a pathway. It's a process. But they're saying we can open to our full divinity, which is the infinity, is the ageless.
I love that.
And the duality is the ages, you know, it's been the earth plane. And so we have this opportunity as we're becoming much more aligned with our galactic oversouls to begin to really embody and anchor and receive information from the wisdom of the ageless, the infinite realms. And so bring that off in as well as we thin the veil. We want to thin the veil and welcome something in place of what we're releasing. So let's welcome the infinity of our divinity. That sound good?
It sounds. I want the veil completely. I don't want to thin it. I want to pick it out and throw it away.
Okay.
I want the veil
to completely
go away.
But I am also So because the audience is listening and this is really important, we don't want to project. We want to accept what we're ready to receive. So so for instance, that could throw someone into a real crisis if suddenly, you know, there is no veil and they're seeing bleed-throughs while they're driving, they're having past lives pop up, they're seeing, in other words, you know, we want to embrace our multidimensionality in a way that does not create a crisis. So
okay.
For all of you listening, let's ask for it in the highest and best way with ease and grace. For Bonnie, you know,
I don't need ease and grace.
Her higher self knows what she can receive and accept without harm. And that's what we always want is no harm done. Because, you know, it can be overwhelming to go from being, you know, a distinct separate individual to your infinity self. That would be a lot. That would be a heck of a quantum leap. So we go in stages, and it's an evolution, and it's so just want everybody to ask for it in the highest and most appropriate way that they remain functional and balanced in life while they're expanding and becoming so much more of their true self and their true gifts online available to be used in service in the highest good. So, ready?
Yep.
Okay. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Alakai, olakai, omakai, eliki, alako, takasa. Alekia wa kolakai, ele esakai wa kolakai, anakia, ota. Abakai, eliki, alako, takasa, amakai, eliki, alako, takasa. Oma, shim, 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 shi, 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 sha, 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 sha. Now, Bonnie, I want you and anyone listening who's joining us with this intent to consciously release any idea that they don't already have all of their gifts online, the veil removed and thin, and that it's actually a perception that's not just keeping it as it has been experienced. In other words, it's your past experience keeping you in the same experience. So just release any idea that you're not enough, you don't know enough, you can't do enough. Not enoughness comes from our past feeling limited and feeling that we want more. So just being willing to let that whole concept that you don't already have what it is you're asking for dissolve and let the thank you for having it present anchor in its place. We're coding when I do that kind of repeating staccato stuff. Woo, let the joy in. Woo-hoo. The joy of not feeling blocked, of not feeling limited, of just feeling open and receptive without any doubt or fear, without any sense of lack of competence. Woo. Feel the free flow of information, of insights, of wisdom. We're opening the eighth chakra. Reaching way up beyond the normal seven that most people work with and expanding, opening, and reaching into the divinity of our true highest light. Where we know ourselves as oneness and nothing is withheld. Nahasa. So, Bonnie, what are you experiencing as I do this?
Well, I was so excited because that sounded like my personality. I laugh all the time. But and I really am confident in what I do. But what I felt is like light going from my crown chakra all the way up through the universe.
Up.
With never
right.
end. Yeah, that's what
I
felt.
And so... So you don't need to translate this through your mind or understand or hear it per se, because there's this light body that can receive it and distribute it and express it directly. Okay? So, so just open to that kind of, there's another kind of translation faculty in the body where you just know and you express from that knowing because it's coming from that direct link with the universal all and wisdom.
I love that.
It's like every cell knows and wants to say it rather than the brain gets it and translates it, that kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So you're vibrating the message in every cell. Okay? So you're a translation or a transponder, a receiver and transmitter of those messages. And they come through that higher life, that divine connection. So they're going to be coming from truth and from love. So they will be accurate and expressed in a kind and loving, appropriate way because that's where they're coming from. I am.
I love that.
I am. Ah. And if any of you listening want to share your experiences through the chat, Bonnie will be able to see them. I'm not seeing the chat line right now, but they'll be there for others. What I feel like is the joy of being you, of living you in your expression. And it's just this, woo, game on.
I love it. I love it.
Hey. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Bihawa konakai, omakai, eleki, alako takasa, om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Nice golden, a little spiral, nice spiral around you. Clockwise spiral of energy now, settling down. All around your whole physical body. So it's like you're in this column of light that is, you know, a little more than shoulder wide all the way up. So it's been an expansion of that column where you receive information. And you're like totally inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Ale, hello. Om. Ale, hello. Ala, ama, ana. Om. Ale, hello. Ala, ama, ana. Om. And, you know, what people keep asking, what does that mean? Do you know what you're saying? And so I asked about the phrase that I use so much, Ale, Ala, Ala, Ama, Ana, Om. And they gave me like 12 versions that were similar but distinct expressions of the concept, the divine flows through me.
Wow. Do you know what? I've got to tell you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just want to tell you something, and if you're, I don't know whether you're done with me or everybody in the audience.
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. That was complete.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good, thank you. I've got to tell you that I had somebody who is a medical intuitive. I have her on my show. I think she's going to be on next Thursday, Brenda Brand. She said that when she sees me, it's in a column. It's so funny that you she said that you have a column around you, Bonnie. It's shoulder wide, and it goes straight up, and it's like nothing can penetrate it. That's why you
right.
are so. Is that crazy? And you just told me.
Yeah, it was very white. It looked white.
Yeah,
to me.
Yeah. Is that
white,
so
white
crazy?
Column.
Well, anyway, I thank you. I love this. I am so confident always, but you know, I so love what you do. That is my biggest gift. So I'm going to go to the next caller, and I thank you, and Laura, you rock. And so 951, you've been waiting a long time. 951, you are on with Laura. Hi.
Hi. This is amazing.
I know.
I didn't really call in specifically for healing because I didn't know Laura was going to be on, but I have been searching for healing in my life right now.
Right. What is your name?
It's Rosario.
I'm sorry?
Rosario, like a rosary.
Rosario. Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, continue, please. I just like to anchor in on the name of the person.
Hi, Rosario. You are going to get a healing like you've never had before. And Laura, whatever you take out of it is what you get in, we always say. So, or at least I always say. So open mind. And Laura, this is Rosario. Rosario, this is Laura.
Okay. And how can we serve you this day?
I have been through a lot the last my short life, and I am, you know, I've been just recently made a lot of changes the last year and a half, 2 years, and I just need to clear up a lot of things for me to be able to move forward in like relationships and then even with my family and my children. So I feel like I need, I have, you know, I feel like I'm blocked in certain, in a lot of ways, and I just mm-hmm. need healing for me to move forward and, like, yeah.
Okay. So let's set the intent to honor you and any listeners who want to join with that which you need and all that you are ready to receive, clearing the blocks, limitations, the doubt and fear, the hesitation and uncertainty, the insecurity and the worthiness issues, and anything else that would have you repeat an old pattern that you're just ready to be done with. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So releasing all that no longer serves your higher light, your divine truth, and the greatest expression of your true self. Now, Ale, Alo, Ala, Ama, Ana, Om. Ma kia lo kaya wa kota kasi kalakai, ale kia lo kai oma kaya wa, ale kia lo kai oma kaya wa, ale kia lo kai oma kaya wa, ma sila kaya wa kota kasi, shola kai emiki ale kota kasa, ale kia lo kaya wa kola kai e awa oma masa o kai ota kasa, hele esa kai oma kai ele ki ale kota kasa, ale kia lo kaya wa, baha sila kaya wa kota kasi kalakai. Vea wako chine e sakai, masa kai, eki awako shine e sakai. Ea, ane aru, ane aru ma, ane aru ma, ane aru ma. Ale, alo, ama, oma. I have this sense of you being rocked. You know, you're tired. It's like embattled. I mean, you just need some loving, you know, safe place to be held and rocked and reminded. That's a balance, and reminded that everything's okay. So that's how they're singing to you, is with that. They're giving you that. Ane e sakai wa kolakai omakai eliki alakota.
Ane e aroma. Ane ya. Ane ya. Oma. Ane ya aroma.
Peace, 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 dear one. Peace in your heart, in your soul, in your mind, in yourself. Peace. I am. Amakai eliki alako takasa om. Amakai eliki alako takasa om. Here, ama om, ala om, ama om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, Anna. Om. Alo, ala, ana, ana, om. Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, om. Ala, om. Blessings. How's that for you, Rosaria?
Wow.
At the end, when I was going really, really high in the pitches, it was taking this, like, column of light up. Kind of reminds me of how, like, a whale spout goes up, and then it spread out way up high, this beautiful white light, just like a spray. Imagine a whale's spray going up and spreading out, and it was this beautiful protective white light, like an umbrella.
Wow. That is so beautiful. I hope that you just take it all in, because if it's the first time you've heard Laura, you know, you can get into chat and talk to people, because it's a really, really very cool healing. And we hope that we helped you today.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you. And thanks
thank
for
you.
Bringing that for everyone to piggyback on, because that was pretty sweet.
Thank you.
Everyone needs peace at this time on the earth. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I am so happy that somebody like, you know, Rosario called in. It's not easy. It's just not easy always. So 713, you are on with Laura. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
How are
this
you?
I'm doing good.
I'm
this
glad.
This is Candy.
Hi,
and
Candy.
Since Saturday is my birthday, thank you for a birthday gift. I am going to ask for a general healing for me and everybody else.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh,
thank
Candy,
you for extending
beautiful.
That.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you for bringing the collective into your blessing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Candy.
And tell me your name.
Candy.
Candy, I didn't hear it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and she's
happy
sweet.
Happy of birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm feeling it, really. Are you feeling this in your third eye? Because I feel like the spiral is coming down into my third eye, so it's like a download. Are you feeling it?
So,
I've
been having a lot of downloads lately.
Yeah. Well, we're meeting in a download. It's like behind my eyes,
mm-hmm.
and my eyes are blinky and twitchy, not twitchy, but that's how downloads come through me almost like Morse code, where my eyes blink.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that.
Well, I'm blinking my eyes a lot right now, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, me too. Okay. And again, that's recoding, so that's download. There's so much happiness here. I don't know if you can feel it. I can almost can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
It breaks my concentration because I just have to laugh and bring that energy through. Celebration, energy of celebration and gifts. Ta 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 I'm seeing you like on a marching band, that person in the front, the band leader that's stepping out, you know, the high steps and the hand, what is that thing, the baton they hold
the
and they
baton,
put it up and down
yes.
as they march? I can't think what that, the drum major, majorette?
Yeah,
drum major. Yeah, so it's all about you stepping out, you know, and high stepping out, and you're leading the band, and you're joyful, and you're that one that sets the tone and the energy for the whole band. And all watching, you know, all the audience. You set the tone of the state, you know, the whole production. I said, okay, that's a...
that's what I'm on.
Alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Aleki alokaya wa kalakai eleki alako takasa. Aleki alako takasa kalakai eleki alokaya wa. Ooh, shiwa kalakaya wa. We're up over that eighth chakra again, you know, pulling that open and expanding your up in there again. Like we did with Bonnie.
Now you're reaching into my eighth chakra now.
Okay. I'm reaching into everybody's. This is like golden light dolphin stuff. This is so cool. Crystalline energy. How does that feel?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Was that as good for you as it was for me?
Oh, yeah. So you know what, Laura, we're getting into orgasmic territory here, so you have to be careful.
and it's a spiritual orgasm, and isn't that cool? You know,
yeah.
It's so high up. It's not in the, you know, I mean, it's just so, it's so pure. It's so radiant, and right now I'm doing these infinities with my hands, and, you know, it's just so full of grace, and I'm grateful to share that blessing with you.
Thank you.
And I also have to say to Bonnie, I'm sending heavenly birthday wishes, too.
Happy birthday.
I was waiting for you to say that, Candy, actually, because, you know, I've been telling everybody since, what, last month that my birthday, Laura, is 7/14, July 14th. I start about 6 weeks to 8 weeks before, just so nobody forgets it. But I do want to say something about Candy, because while you were doing that, I got messages for Candy, and I'm hoping that you'll allow me to give them. But
sure.
What I heard while you were doing that, and you were laughing, and, you know, I knew where the energy was coming from, and you were saying crystalline, what they came with was so above, as above, so below. And where you say that you were the dolphin and whale, and then your crystalline energy, it's all about what's coming and what is here on the earth plane as well as in the ethers. And for you, Candy, it is showing me that there is so much more for you to step into and that's just going to be something that you will mosey on. I don't know why they're using the word mosey, but moseying on into. So I do want you to know that they showed me both heaven and earth, and they showed me where your energy was coming from. So you know that I know that you will be rocking all this stuff very, you know, already. And it's just exploring. So,
when I was actually dealing with that, you were coming in, and I was like, I felt like Metatron was headed towards you too, Bonnie.
Thank you. You know, I love Metatron. He's one of mine also.
Mm-hmm.
We share that candy, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
I'm so glad. What were you saying, Laura? Because I know you were trying to...
When I was seeing her with the whole marching band thing, what I feel like is the audience are all the people you're going to reach on the earth plane, affecting mm-hmm. them with your work and your love and your vibration and all. But, you know, the band behind you is spirit, and it is so...
Mm-hmm.
stepping with you. I mean, you know, you're lead, yeah. you're directing, and spirit's right there backing you up, and they're in step
okay.
with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you. And you know,
I feel so good right now.
Well, Candy,
awesome.
You know what? I know you. What you rock with the angels, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got spirit here. All. I mean, it's got. It must be. I'm so happy because it's got to be Spirit Day for the last 3 days. and you know, I have your family with me here. And
yes,
I'm not going to have, and they are just throwing
yes.
kisses. I see a birthday cake and candles.
Yes.
And your dad, you know, it's your dad or your who you love so dearly.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that for every candle, he has a kiss. So when you blow those candles out, know that he's giving you a kiss for every candle. Candy, and I'm just shaking here because I would feel that way about my so he's with you especially on your birthday, and he's also saying that could you please cut him a really thin sliver of cake because he knows you're going to have it and just leave it out for him.
Okay, well, thank you, Bonnie. That was
you're
very precious.
That's I love you, Candy. I love you. Have
a
great
day. I love you too,
Bonnie.
Thank you, Laura. Bye-bye.
Sure. God bless you. And celebrations are all
yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Celebrate, Cam. Celebrate, honey.
Okay. Love you all.
Love you.
Uh-huh.
Love you.
You too.
She's such a sweetheart. She's of angelic
yeah.
even makeup. So we're going to
uh-huh.
go to 415. 415, you are on with Laura. Who are we speaking to?
Hello. Hi, this is
Hello.
Hi,
I didn't hear you.
My name is Kenneth.
Kenneth, hi. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for picking in my call.
Hi, Ken. Is it Kenneth?
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
So,
how are you today?
Yes, today I need a little physical healing. I have been having issue with my skin. I get really dry skin on my face, on my forehead, and I get flakes on my scalp. And I don't know if this has to do with my sleep, because I have been trying and seeing some healers and couldn't help me. Sometimes I'm very hard to fall asleep, you know. It's like it'll take me an hour and a half, 2 hours. And if I wake up, I'd be having a hard time going back to sleep. So I don't know if that contributes to the overall health that I'm having with my skin and so forth.
Okay. Bonnie, do you want to address this as a reading at all, or should I just go into the energy?
No, I would really go into the energy because I'm not
okay.
I feel like this is more, well, I feel like a lot of this, there are, you know, because then my nursing's kicking in. So, you know, I'll let you do the energy
mm-hmm.
healing with his skin. I don't understand, Ken, have you been to, because what I'm feeling is, I think a lot of it is a reaction, maybe emotional reaction, but I do believe there are things that can, is it only on your face? Is it on your face?
Yeah, mostly it's on my face and my head areas. I got a big rash on the right side, and the skin such as getting,
mm-hmm.
you know, really kind of thick and little, yeah.
Do you
yeah.
see it, or do other people see it? Because this is what I'm having an issue about, the seeing it. Are you seeing, is other people seeing this rash, or just you?
No, people, it's actually the rash, it is on my skin, so people can see it. It's right near the ear area. It's
okay.
pretty big now.
Have you tried, you know, because I'm my nursing's going to kick in, and I really want you to get some healing from Laura, but has anybody, I'm hearing, have you tried any type of fungal cream?
I try like three, but I can't pronounce the name. I'm not good at those medical names, but I tried three of them, and it helps, but then it always comes back, though. If I don't keep using it every day, it just comes back.
Can I ask you a question? I'm going to ask you really quick because I'm hearing the word pillowcase. Do you, I hate to say this to you because I had to do this with my son.
Yeah.
You know, do you, by any chance when you sleep, do you drool? Do you drool when you sleep? I mean, you know, most people don't know, but they wake up and they have like, you know, their mouth, they've got to go brush their teeth, they've got to go, you know, use.
No, actually not. I don't have that. That's a good
question. Okay, because they're showing me your pillowcase. So what what I want you to do, if you can, I'm not a doctor, can't tell you what to do, but I will tell you, you've got to go get some type of, it's an antifungal, and you can get it over the counter. You can talk to your doctor, they're saying, and I want you to tell you something because I know everybody is going to laugh. But most people will like clean their pillowcase like once a week, or you know what? I need you to change your pillowcase once daily. Just put another pillowcase on, wash it, put another pillowcase on, and do that for about 10 days.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll just add, my mom had an issue that she never had. You know, she'd been sleeping on cotton pillowcases her whole life, and then all of a sudden she became somehow sensitive, and she could do okay on a bamboo pillowcase. Made out of bamboo, but no longer cotton. So she just bought some bamboo pillowcases, and she did fine. But, you know, I don't know about that for you, but that's just something that, you know, sometimes irritation, and it can also be to the detergent you use if you change detergents, but that you're washing your pillowcases with. But I don't know if it's any of that. What I'm picking up, as you guys have been chatting, I've been getting some feelings coming through. And the first feeling was frustration. Mm-hmm. A lot of some anxiety and frustration and anger and then disempowerment and then sadness. So I've been going through a whole range of feelings that seem to underpin this skin expression.
Yeah.
So, you know, when something's on your skin, it may be, you know, like the metaphors people use is think it's getting under your skin or it's skin deep or what do you call that? It's just something bothering you and irritating, and you're not acknowledging and releasing that. So what I'm doing is sort of surrogating for you during all this chat we've been having with the feelings. So I'm breathing more easily now, any lighter, since I've gone through all the gritting of the teeth and the almost wanting to cry and the feeling disempowered. I don't know if that you have all that going on in this life or if it's coming up from an old lifetime, but those are the feelings that came through.
Okay. That makes sense. That does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Is that from this lifetime you're aware of something that would make you feel that way?
Yeah. I think there's lots of karmas that I have to went through that I noticed during two or three healings in the past. And now that my love life wasn't going, you know, as smooth as I thought it would happen. And then I'm kind of working on myself to open up my spiritual gift to develop that open communications. And it's been kind of a little frustrated. And then financially, I'm doing okay, but I'm also thinking about, you know, switching careers because I have been helping my dad for the last 10 years for his own, you know, personal restaurant business, but that wasn't something that I was very interested in. But
so you're starting to honor yourself.
Yeah, so
that's
I need to
awesome.
Honor myself now. So
wonderful.
Yeah, so it's a big adventure, but it's kind of scary.
Okay, so there's a lot of feelings coming up, and I'm just going to go ahead and keep, like, surrogating for you here. I take off my glasses because my face and my own expressions are mirroring yours, and I've got my, you know, my whole face scrunched up, my hands over my eyes, and I'm just full of feelings, you know, that are not comfortable. So I'm just going to allow that to go for a minute here. more so we can release those. So making sure that you're giving permission at the deepest part of your heart to release all that's frustrating and limiting and keeping you from honoring yourself and expressing yourself in the highest and best way that is true and authentic. Ah, releasing what no longer serves you and doing that, you know, it's preventing you from doing that, no longer supports you. Ah. Shoom, 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 shoom. Shoom means something's going, it's releasing. Ah! Clearing, clearing. And what I'm hearing is this need, you're in conflict because you wanted to be a good boy. Like your parents put that on your, you know, you're a good boy when you do this. And you wanted to be a good boy, and so you denied yourself in order to be this image of a good boy, which they would pat you on the back and give you approval and, you know, be, and they liked you because of who you were being in the, their image. And it's time to see yourself as the radiant, beloved, good being that you are, and that's not dependent on pleasing someone else. That's dependent on living your true life.
Okay.
So you are a good boy. You don't need to prove that to anyone. You're a good man.
Yeah.
You're a good human. You're a good human, H-U-E-M-A-N. The colors of the rainbow spectrum run through you. That's, you're human. You see? H-U-E-M-A-N. Yeah. And so it's time to let go of this small image of being a good boy so your parents are proud of you and accept you and love you. And others, not just your parents. I feel like there's a stronger community that runs through that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to recognize you don't need anyone's external approval. You need your own self-acceptance, self-approval, self-love, and self-honoring to be the human, H-U-E, the rainbow bridge between heaven and earth that you're here to be, that you already are, but you're here to express. And so it's about letting go of this little, I see it like this little bitty picture of you and stepping into this really magnified picture of you. It's like the spirit self.
Okay.
Ala, ama, ana, oma, akai, eliki, alaka, takasa, kalakai, eliki, alaka, takasa. Aleki alo kaiwa ma hana. So they're showing me to tell you this is not a split or a schism between some little you and some magnified you. The little you is inside the magnified you. So it's not like you go from this to that. You already are that. You've only been experiencing or expressed, you've only been in your comfort zone acknowledging this small vision of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what felt safe and loving and, you know, like the person that you were told to be. But it's not like you're going from this identity to this other identity. You've always been the other identity. You've only just been, your perspective has only been focused on the smaller part of that. So it's not like a big journey from this to that or a whole bunch of shifts from this to that. It's more of a just expansion of awareness. You're already that. Just let it be acknowledged and let yourself be aware of it, and you're going to have so much more fun and be so full of life as you live life from that expanded, amplified or magnified version of yourself. Because it's so much more true to you and authentic, and it'll just feel like your skin. Oh, hey, listen to that.
Yeah.
Your skin's too small for you right now. Time to expand into your real skin, your spiritual skin, your true self.
Well, can I say something? Is it, can I talk? Okay, mm-hmm. I just want to tell you that, and I've been listening, and I'm going to give you an example only because, like I said, I go from nurse to spirit medium, and it's tough for me because I see both angles and both things. So you do know that, and this is exactly what Laura is telling you with your skin, is you manifest from your emotional internal self outward on your body, and it's been proven, like IBS, which is with your bowels, people that are so nervous and can't get out what they're trying to say become IBS, unfortunately, people sometimes. And so they always say emotionally that's what sets it off. It's just, I really believe with your skin, I do believe there is an issue, okay, and it is a medical issue, but I believe it's a medical issue from like what Laura says, it's warning you. It's coming out to tell you that there's more and that you've got to let it out. So it is a medical issue, but it is brought in by internal. You know, it is brought out by the internal body trying to tell you something. I do get a message about your love life, and this is just going to be a piece of advice because I need to move on. But the piece of advice is this. When your love life doesn't work out, there's a reason. Usually the reason is because there is somebody in that, either you or the person, that doesn't see the bigger picture. And really, when you meet the person that does see the bigger picture and really loves you for yourself, I see a full bloom, blossoming life. But you've got to realize that when it doesn't work out, it's nobody's fault. It's not your fault. It's not their fault. It wasn't meant to be. And when it's not meant to be, spirit, thank goodness, shows us that it's not meant to be. But I know it breaks your heart, breaks people's hearts, but it gives you, I always say, oh my goodness, it gave you the availability to find somebody that is going to love you, to like you, and to embrace you for every fault you have and every perfect thing you have. So I do want you to know, and that's what they're kind of telling me, and the words are getting mixed up because Mercury's retrograde, but I do want to tell you that I do feel that you feel lost in love, and really you need to feel empowered in love, meaning go out and find somebody. I'm assuming you are not taken, correct?
No.
Okay. And that is because you look at love differently. I'm going to give you a different way to look at love. When you meet people, I always believe, now, my anniversary is this weekend, everyone. So when I talk to you, I'm talking with experience. But uh-huh. you have to turn around and say, everyone I meet is a gift. Even if it doesn't work out, what they've showed me is what I don't want or what I can't have because there's other things I need to learn. So when you meet somebody and you really like them and it doesn't work out because they don't really like you, you should thank yourself. Say, you know what? Why didn't it work out? Oh, because of this, because of that, because this and that. Don't overanalyze it. Just say, this gives me a gift. It gave me a gift to meet someone, to experience whatever you experience with that person, and now I get to meet more people until I hit the one that is going to see the gem that I am. And that's what I want you to take away from this.
Well, that's so sweet. Thanks for that.
I'd like to add something, too. As you've been talking, I've just been seeing you as this, you're such a tall, massive light being. I mean, I just can't tell you the difference. I'm seeing this, like, comparison, this little you and then this spirit you. And I really think part of the reason that relationship, you know, you're open for a relationship is because you're open for a relationship with yourself. And
Yeah. That's
really prime right now first. Before you go worrying about who else could fill this small you role, like share that small you space, go find this big you because, wow, it's amazing. And it's time for you to have this relationship and discover yourself, and then you're going to have a very different relationship than you would have if you found someone to share with your life with you as you perceive yourself now.
Can I ask you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you a question? What is your first name again? Is it Ken or Paul? I'm not quite sure which one you, I don't know what, Ken. That's what I thought, but I don't know why I have, can I ask a question? Do you have a grandmother in spirit?
Yes.
Okay, because I have a one first removed here with me, and I assume it's for you. And she is saying, although she's pretty serious, what she's saying is she's hearing what we're saying, and that she says you're a really good boy, even though she knows you're a man. And that you need to look for somebody like her. I don't know what she was like. But she said, you need to look for somebody like her. And then she's showing me, I don't know if she cooked, but she's showing me, I'm going to say it looks like flatbread or a pancake or something. And she's handing it to me. And she's saying, look, and she's there. So again, I am a big believer in that you need to love yourself first, because if you don't love yourself, you can't. Another thing, because then I go into counseling, but what I do want to tell you is what you want in somebody, you need to offer them back. So if you are feeling like you really, I want to find love, I want to find love, I want to find love, that's kind of in a desperate situation. You want to go in a full situation where I love myself. I am, and she's with me, your grandmother. I am so wonderful because I will give you great love. I will show you respect, and I want that in return. And see, that's what I'm saying. What you offer, when you want somebody to give you, you need to be able to offer them, and you can't if you don't love yourself. That's my first thing. But your grandmother is here, and she's giving you one big long kiss, and she's saying that don't worry. And she's saying, honey, I don't, because that word isn't mine. She's there. She's here, meaning that she's on this earth plane, and you will find her. Okay.
Okay.
Blessings.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I hope it helped you.
Yeah, that definitely helps. I mean, everything that you guys said is just right on the spot. I mean, it's just
so
good. Yeah,
we're to see the spirit being you are because, wow.
Yeah.
I've been on myself to open up my communications. I would be happy to take a session on something like that. I'm just wondering, any guidance?
You mean with Laura? I think Laura opens up. I mean, Laura gives you what you need at the time, and she's here second Thursday of every month. And
I do private sessions. It's distant private sessions as well, if you feel that would help. But I am here once a month, and it's free healing and the callers and that sort of thing. But if you want to go more deeply and specifically and repeatedly, say, working through some stuff, I definitely offer those sessions too.
She's
fabulous.
You can
find me on the website, laurapierat.com.
I'm going to make Laura say it at the end too, but she's so fabulous. I let my son see her, okay? And she did some work, heavy duty work with my son. So I absolutely would recommend her. I think that if you need anything that you feel you need to continue and go deeper for, Laura does do all that privately. So please get a hold of her.
Okay, sweet. Thanks. Okay. I love you guys.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Get
we love you guys. Yeah, we love you too.
Okay.
I just love it. I just love when I get messages. You know, I can't hold it in, Laura. You know me. I'm going to be telling as I get them.
You know, and I just want to thank these callers because what courage it takes to get on publicly and speak about your challenges.
Absolutely.
You know? So
thank you
for the courage of all of you stepping up to call so that everybody gets to benefit from your healing and the energies that are going out to everyone as a result.
I am so happy you said that because I so much love all of our callers, all of our
mm-hmm.
listeners. Without them, Laura, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. And, you know, we were talking about that before you came on, that
mm-hmm.
without, we're here to serve you. It is our honor and pleasure to do that. we do all do private work, and we all do, that's how we make, you know, some of us make a living like that, some of us don't, but some of us, you know, we all, you know, I believe that all of us help. And the reason we do, energy is an exchange. And the reason we're here and we do this is to provide you with the tools that you need to all either move forward or to find out where to move forward. And even ourselves, we do it. So I thank you for, you know, for even trusting us, for getting on the air, for letting us share in your healing and share in your, you know, your problems and your, we don't call them problems, but in your life. Right, life, it, you know, Mercury has really hit my speech, but we are so happy that we can, you know, help you in your life experiences. Good, you know, somebody said, well, can you experience the good, the bad, and the ugly? And I always said, there's no bad and ugly. For me, it's good, 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 because I believe anything is a learning experience, and anything that you do on this earth plane with anybody is a learning experience. So I always say it's the good, good, and good. So thank you for sharing that. Even though when you don't feel that it's good, take a look, because you're breathing, you're on this earth, and you've got people that are here to support you. And that's what I always tell everybody. And when you don't have anybody that you think can support you, take a look, because they're out there. So, I, you know, I don't know how you feel about that, Laura, because I just gave a big speech.
Well, definitely. Find a community. Find something you resonate with. Find people you resonate with. And very often we go in this evolutionary journey, we hit a plateau, and we're ready to take that real quantum leap up into a whole new experience. And sometimes we just feel like we don't fit anymore. This, the place we're in, the people we're with, whatever our circumstances are, be it a job or friendship or whatever, it's just not feeling right anymore. And sometimes finding a community of that fits that new vibration will help you hold that vibration so that you can really move up to that in a quick quantum way, instead of remaining kind of stagnant. So, but sometimes it takes just that little bit of energy, and entrainment is the key. A lot of my work with the language of light and vibrational work, it's all about entraining the frequency, in trading up to the frequency of higher vibration. And when you're ready to do that, it's like a magnetic thing. When you start putting your attention on what you're ready for, it just pulls you to it without you having to resist or push away from what, you know, where you've been. So it's almost a magnetic snap that happens.
I love that. I am so, so happy myself. So I'm going to go to the next caller, because like I said, Laura, I could sit there and talk to you, and poor Kelly, who knows, I was supposed to leave at 2 o'clock, but I just can't, Cal, so it'll be a couple more minutes and I'll switch places with you. Cal, I'm going to, when Laura starts taking the next caller, I'll talk to you then. So Laura, I'm going to put your next caller on, and you are so much of a help. I thank you so much for being with us and helping anybody that you can and everybody that you can, including myself and all our co-hosts and you're part of this family. So we thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to put 111.
My pleasure.
Well, our pleasure too. 111, you're on with Laura. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie and Laura. Can you hear me right?
Yes,
we
thank
can
you.
Hear you. Who are we speaking?
Welcome.
My name is Deep.
Hi, Deep.
How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Yeah, Laura, we are just a happy party today. Well, I'm always happy. We are the laughing happy party. So when you call
dynamic
here, you gotta
duo, aren't we?
Yeah, you better raise that vibration, girl, guys, anybody listening, because we are like rocking happy, and you know me, I always do, and Laura does too. So Deep, you are on with one of the best healers, and I just love her. The language of light is so cool. How can she help you? And I'm going to hand you over to Laura. Laura, this is Deep.
Hello.
Hi.
My pleasure.
Hi, Laura. Hi. I just wanted to ask a question about this girl I like called Dimitra. Do you see things happening between us? Do you see us getting into a relationship? I've been seeing her since the last couple of months.
Well, I will just tell you that I get a yes on that. I don't do readings per se. That's just not my focus. But I am, you know, I'm getting a yes on that. So you ask a specific yes-no question, and I get a yes there. So the work that I do is largely beyond the mind and bypasses the mind, and it has to do with healing. And so if you wish a healing within your relationship so that you can be present as your most authentic and beautiful, loving self in this relationship, we can focus on that frequency and vibration for you and releasing anything
yes,
that would be limiting to that.
Yes, please. That would be lovely, Laura. Can you help us help
okay.
with that?
Yes, because, you know, I'm always working with energy. So I'm inviting the audience, because this is something everybody would want in a relationship, is to be able to be very present and authentic in the frequency of your true self, holding and anchoring a sacred space of love to share with another. And whether that other is your beloved or your child or your colleague or somebody that has harmed and hurt you in a way that you wish to hold forgiveness for, that is still a relationship. Okay? So everybody just opening your hearts to receive this blessing of light and love. Ale ki halo hala ham hal ham han ham han han hum atene eki awako ale esa kai ele esa shum hal ki halo kai awa obakai eleki alako takasa omakai eleki alako takasa opakai eki hawako shi halako takasa kalakai eleki alako takasa Baha sakai eleki alako takasa. Omakai alakai anakotene ki awako lakai. Avakai eleki alako takasa. Shumaha kai awako lakai eleki alako ta. Shumalakai awako takasi. Sheme e sakai obakai eleki alako takasa. Aleki alokai awa. Omakai awako lakai. Eleki alokai awa. Makalakai awako takasi kalakai. Ele e sakai omakai eleki alako takasa. Amakai eleki alako takasa. Shumakai eleki alako takasa. Amakai eleki alako takasa. Amakai eleki alako takasa. Mahasakai eleki alako takasa. Shumakai eleki alako takasa. Alakai eleki alako takasa. Bahaso shishiha. Hobakai eleki alako takasa. Amakai eleki alako takasa. Kalakai eleki alako takasa. Amakai eleki alako takasa. Shim 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 shim. Ale alo ala ana ana om. Alaki alako takasa. Alaki alako takasa. Alaki alako takasa. Amakai eleki alako takasa. Kalakai eleki alako takasa. Amakai eleki alako takasa. Om. Alaki alako takasa. Om. Om am 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 om ala alaki alako takasa kalakai eleki alokaiwa alaki alokaiwa kolakai eleki alako takasa ta 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 ataka 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 om Alki alokai wa kotaka si kalakai. Alki alokai wa kotaka si kalakai. Alki alokotaka sa 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 sa. Ama ala ama a. Alki alokai om. Alki alokoya wa kotaka si kalakai. Alki alokoya wa kotaka si kalakai. Oma sa 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 sa. Oma sa 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 sa. Oma. Ale, alo, ala, ama, am, al, om, al, om, al, om, al, om, al, om, am, om, am. Aki ono kotene ki, alako takasa, kalakai, eleki, alako takasa. Shim, 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 shishi, shishi, shasha, shasha, shala. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Ui, aroma, ale, haru, behale. Aloha ro mahala, aloha ro ma, aloha ro mahala, oma, ala, oma, oma. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana,
Om. Oma sakai eleki alako takasa. Om. Ala. Ale. Alo. Ala. Ama. Ana. Om. Om. Whew. How was that for you?
It was good. Yeah, it was calming.
Okay. Open your heart and trust love.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Is there anything else I need to do to make this relationship work?
Be your sweet, authentic self. And if the relationship doesn't work, you at least are being true to you, and that is more important. And then you're available to be your true self with someone who can receive you that way. You see, do not place your focus on an attachment to anything, to anyone, to any circumstance or opportunity. Be in relationship with yourself first, and then honor those who can receive that with love, with the love that you are. Do you see?
Yes. Yeah.
Bless yourself and share that blessing with others, not the other way around.
Yes. Yeah.
Honor yourself, live your authentic truth, and find someone and draw to you magnetically from that vibration someone who can appreciate and love you as you are.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Laura. And Bonnie, if I can ask you a question, what do you see between me and Dimitra? Do you see it working out, and does she like me as well?
We lost Bonnie a little bit there ago, and this is Kelly. I'm not sure if she's going to be able to make it back in, but you know, I'll tell you what,
she's
Bonnie,
okay.
I know we'll be
okay.
on. Yeah, she'll be on Monday, and I believe Tuesday. So it's like, if you can.
Okay.
Give a call back in. It's like, I know she'll be on. Like I say, she might make it in a little bit later today again, but yeah, she's been having computer issues.
Right, right. Okay, Laura, if you can answer yes
yeah,
or no
I'm really
question,
trying
can
to,
I ask you another
to,
question?
I'm just trying to, in a little bit of a subtle, not so direct way, I'm trying to redirect you to, you're focused on wanting something, attaching to that outcome, and putting your will ahead of what's going to be the best outcome, whatever that is. Now, I did get a yes when you asked if this relationship will work out, but I want you, if possible, to consider that it's a pattern for you to please another, to keep another, to try to give up who you are and in order to keep something you don't want to lose. And that pattern may show up in many ways, not just your love relationship. And so it's important for you to recognize that you will decide what it is you want and then give yourself up to get it. And that's not ideal. That's not how you evolve in your true light. What you need to do is trust yourself and love yourself and accept yourself and your true light so fully that you can be open to receive what's perfect for you, instead of deciding what's perfect for you and wanting something so much that you surrender you to have that work out. You see?
Right. Yes, makes sense.
Okay.
Thanks, Laura.
So I do get a yes about this relationship, but I'm trying to show you a bigger pattern that will not serve you in the long run. Surrendering yourself
right.
in order to have safety, security, love, something that you want from a particular person or circumstance.
Right.
Or relationship,
yes,
do you see? Now, that can come from your relationship with, you know, in many kinds of relationships, could be with your parents, your colleagues, your boss, maybe your job, you know. But that's not going to be the highest path for you in the long run. So that's where I'm directing you back to you. Okay?
Sure, that makes sense, Nora. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
I'm gonna echo that. It's like, and I know you said that, Laura. It's like it goes back to, when we love ourselves first, we get to the point where we fill up with love and like a pitcher, then we overflow, and relationships that we bring in reflect more of how we feel about ourselves, how we love ourselves. So if you are wanting a really loving relationship, you love yourself first, and then that partner that you draw in, like that mirror, will also be that overflowing love, and it's like, and you will love each other because you
right.
love yourself
and you have,
first. Love.
You have to have that relationship with yourself
yes.
to bring to another anything of value that you're in the mix. So start with yourself, and once you have that sort of anchored in, then the other will magnetically draw to that.
Right, Bonnie. Bonnie, since you are back, can I ask you what you're seeing about me and this girl called Dimitra?
Yeah, I don't think I'm back.
Actually,
that was me.
Kelly,
that was Laura.
Oh, was
that,
it Laura?
That was
okay.
Kelly. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So I guess we're going to move to
call,
the next
call back
caller,
in Monday,
but
sure.
I just we're just talking about
right,
relationships
you.
With yourself have to be prime, and then you
right.
have something
yeah.
to be in relationship with.
Yes.
Yes.
And you have that mirror too, and you'll draw that person in who reflects how you feel about yourself when you're loving yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sure. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I hope that helps.
It does help. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're welcome. All righty. And on to our next caller here. We have area code 863. Let's see. Whoops, I hope we have area code 863. Might be. Mine's misbehaving too here. Let's see. All righty. 863, who are we talking with today?
This is Angela. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you, but I did not hear your name.
My name is Angela.
Angela, thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Welcome. How may we honor you today?
I guess just I'm having some concerns about my relationship with my father and my kids, and I have had a lot of things happen, and we're trying to work through it, and it's been a hard and long 7 years, and just anything that could help.
Well, if you've been listening, you're aware that I work with the energy more
mm-hmm.
than with a reading per se. I don't know if Kelly has anything to add from the reading perspective. Of course, what will help is you having peace in your heart, trust, and boundaries, you know, so that you speak your truth, but from a loving point of view with non-judgment and acceptance. So acceptance doesn't mean condoning or accepting something that is harmful or inappropriate. And so that's where having those clear boundaries and that clear sense of self, but from a standpoint of non-judgment
mm-hmm.
and yet protective and honoring, you know, the yourself, the children, all of the people involved, and yet having some clarity about how to be non-inflammatory while you're going about all of the shifts that need to occur to strike some balance.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Kelly, do you want to add anything from that?
Yeah, you know, what I'm almost getting with this is, and, you know, I listen to you every time, it's like, I love this, it's called Ho'oponopono, and it's a Hawaiian term, and it's, there's a really awesome article about the cinnamon, I believe, flu, somebody was a doctor. And he healed a ward of mentally ill criminals. And it was like four things. It was like, I love you. I'm sorry. I forgive you. You know, is it? No. Yeah, I love you.
I'm sorry. Please
yes.
forgive me.
Yes.
Thank
there
you.
We go. Thank
I love you.
You. I love you.
Right. It's
right.
a very, very powerful process. So if you would join us in that, are you willing to repeat that with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So this is to yourself and everyone else involved because in the ultimate oneness, we're all one anyway. So you forgive yourself, you forgive everyone else, and vice versa. But the important thing is you want to forgive yourself for being in a circumstance that's challenging. Any choices you made that got you in a situation you feel disempowered and unable to extract yourself from easily. And so this has to be for yourself as well as for whoever you might be blaming or saying is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right,
mm-hmm.
so I am sorry.
I am sorry.
an audience. This is so powerful. So please join us with the idea that anyone in any of your lifetimes across all time and space that you hold blame, judgment, unforgiveness, unhealed stuff with to be released through this. And please join us with it. So once again, I'm sorry. I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
And remember, you're saying this to yourself
mm-hmm.
as well. I am sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Now see the people involved in the stress and the distress and the struggle, you know, the power struggle. I am sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Now see the children involved. I am sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Now see everybody holding hands in a circle. Our higher selves get it. You know, even when we're here struggling in the duality and the veiled illusion of separation, our higher selves, we came in as family to work through stuff. And so imagine from the higher self level, all the people involved in this holding hands in a circle, hearts connected, and say it one more time. I am sorry.
I'm sorry.
Now feel them say it back to you. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Now hear and feel them say it back to you. I love you.
I love you.
Hear and feel them saying the same. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hear and feel them saying the same. Now, think about the people involved. And tell me if you feel any differently.
I feel a sense of like visible, just I don't want to say numb, but just like warm.
Kelly, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
So like I don't know, physically warm, like just calm and a warm feeling.
Okay. Was that Angela or Kelly?
That's
speaking?
Me, Angela. I'm
oh,
sorry.
Good. Okay, I guess it was you I was having a hard time hearing. Okay, so I want you to imagine and remember the situation you called about. Now I want you to look deeply into it. And I want you to see the God spark in every single person involved. Remembering they're here to act out, if you will, characters, roles, for the growth and learning of everyone involved. And sometimes the job of some people is to push your buttons and trigger all the unhealed stuff. I mean, that's what you agreed to allow and to receive. And your job in agreement for that, in exchange for that, is to remember to see the light that they are while they're diminishing themselves to a level that they can express something that appears to be less than light. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of you being able to be triggered to remember the light that you are, to rise above the challenge, to rise up and see things are not as they appear. So if you start to bring love and forgiveness to the entire situation with clarity, anchored in your truth and trust in the universe to guide you and lead you to the highest and best way through this, that's the key, you see?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in opposition and in embattlement and all that, it's very hard to have the peace in your heart to have a higher solution drop in.
Okay.
Okay? So.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. The baby just walked in.
Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana, om.
alaki aloko takasi talakai, hele esakai omakai alaki aloko takasa. So from that ability to step back and have that divine neutrality and to see everything going on but not have that be defining everybody involved.
Right.
It's an important part for you. Okay, but it doesn't mean you don't take action and maintain boundaries and, you know, keep things safe and appropriate for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you do right. it from a standpoint with a little bit of detachment and not engaging the drama and the dynamics and the power struggle. You do it from a place of higher light and wisdom, from seeing the light in everybody, from seeing the new solutions that come through love instead of from fear, separation, power, ego, all that stuff. So those are mm-hmm. always going to be limited solutions.
Yes, I understand.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Does that help?
Yes, it helps a lot. Thank you so much for your
okay.
time.
You're so welcome. Many, 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 many
I want to add, I want to add one moment to that here if I can. It sometimes helps if we think of our body like a garden. You know, if you're gonna plant and raise a prize winning garden, you use that love light. You know, that light that Laura's bringing in. It's like, but use that love like you would use water to soften. Soften the ground, soften the soil before you go out to weed. And then when you go out to weed, it's like you pull those weeds out by the root, whether they're weeds in the heart, whether they're weeds, you know, feel like stuff in your body that doesn't need to be there. But you weed your garden. And in order to, you know, like the boundaries, it's like the little white picket fence or the chain link fence or whatever that's around your garden that doesn't allow everyone just to trample through it.
Right.
That makes sense.
And, you know, you don't need defensiveness. What you need is wisdom. So
right.
the important thing is you're going to be defensive as long as you're judging or blaming anyone else. You see?
Okay.
You're
mm-hmm.
going to have wisdom as long as you're looking at the situation from compassion and understanding and trying to understand their point of view or their you know, putting yourself in their shoes, looking back at it from their point of view. And that doesn't mean their point of view is right, but it also doesn't mean yours is. You may be very polarized, and it may be that nobody's really observing this from a very high point of view. Right? And
mm-hmm.
so that's what happens when we get in power struggles is, you know, I'm right, you're wrong, or you're doing this and that's violating that, or that's, you know, creating a problem here. Or, and if you're always looking at the problem of what's wrong, it's really hard to see the higher light solution that,
mm-hmm.
you know, may be flashing like a big bright light, but nobody's paying attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And mediation and therapy and other ways, getting somebody involved who's not smack in the middle of this may actually be able to bring a neutral point of view to it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's been a long time. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Thank you for calling in. And, you know, feel free to call back in and keep us updated on how things go, because we do like to hear the follow-ups.
Yeah. I wish everybody the highest outcome, highest and most benevolent outcome. And that's a great intent to hold is for the most benevolent outcome for all involved.
Okay. Best, highest, most positive, loving, beneficial good of all mutual parties involved, definitely. All righty. All right. Well, thank you very much. And please do, you know, call back in. Call back in again and let us know how it goes.
Absolutely. Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Laura, here we go. We got one more caller, and it's like, so we got about 15 minutes, so this ought to be timed just about right here. We got area code 573-573. You are on with us. Who are we talking to today? Hello, 573? They might have muted themselves here, just possibly. I'm going to keep them in queue. Because sometimes what happens is people will either, you know, get on a phone call. Sometimes they mute themselves accidentally. Hello? Can we hear you now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Are you there?
Welcome. Yes, hi.
There
we
go.
Got?
How are you guys doing?
We're real
wonderful.
Good. How are you?
Thank you. Who are we talking with?
Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda.
Hi.
What can we do for you today? We have about 15 minutes, I guess. So,
I need two kinds of healing. I need a financial healing and a healing for my cat.
For your cat, okay. All right. What's your cat's name?
Lex.
Rex. Okay. All right, let's start with, well, I'm feeling that we start with Rex because we got his name out there.
No, Lexi.
Oh, Lex. Lex. Okay.
Yeah.
White cat with some darker markings?
Oh, no, I don't like white cats. She's a tortoiseshell.
Tortoiseshell, that's not what I'm seeing.
Huh. You probably seen my other cat I had, Wee Wee.
All right, let me tune into Lex.
Oh, wow.
This one's dark. She's 12.
Okay. And what's going on with him, her?
She's just, like, moping around a bit, and she's 12 years old, and I think she needs spiritual healing.
Yeah, boy, my whole face scrunches up. There's emotions in this.
Yeah, there's emotions.
I'm gritting my teeth. She in pain?
Nope.
No? So it's anger or something because she's gritting her teeth.
Well, I didn't ever have her spayed and I ain't let her mate, and she's got a boyfriend that's hanging out here. So she's kind of like, it's too late for me to get her now, and she's kind of like in heat, and she's upset she can't get out.
Okay. Man, there's a lot of that. Whew. All right, it's clearing. She's getting a little bit, it's softening. Bonnie, while I'm working with the energy, if you want to chat and talk about what you're getting, that's fine. I don't mean Bonnie. I'm sorry, Kelly.
Well, that's fine.
And I need financial
healing. Got to make it back here.
Yeah.
Financial healing. Okay, I'll address some of that. A lot of times our finances, the first question I'll ask is, have you ever seen or read the book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne?
All the time.
All the time. Okay.
Yes.
So you know
my
positive mindset there.
Yes.
Which is important. And then, and if you're like me, it's like, yes, I own the movie, and I've watched it about 75 times. And I actually went and I got that Joe Vitale has like an extra, I think it's like a set of CDs, and it's like the keys to the secret, because, you know, sometimes I just wasn't quite getting it. And it's like, and sometimes other input from some of the other speakers makes a lot more sense, you know, in terms of like the how-to, you know, how do you do this? Because he was one of the ones, he says, you know, I went from living in homeless shelter, you know, to this. And it's like, so, and he kind of describes his, you know, how-tos along there. So, sometimes some of the other input that you can get from people in terms of finances, and actually, oh, I'm going to pick on that one. Sometimes we also need to look at ourselves and go, what kind of internal programming have we come through this life with? It's like, you know, do we feel like we're not worthy? Do we feel like we don't deserve it? Do we have some things like, you know, oh, money's dirty, or things like, you know, money's great, but, you know, it's like only, I'm trying to think, it was Jack Canfield, you know, the chicken soup for the soul guy, you know, oh, you have to work hard, and it's like, you know, and things are hard. You know, do you have those kind of programming, those kind of things that you haven't let loose yet? And it's like, and it's really about examining how, okay.
No, it's like I think about it, and I wait for it, but it's just like, I can feel it coming, you know what I'm saying? But
then don't give up. There you go.
Divine timing. I gotta tell you, I'll tell you a little story, and I'm even hesitant to put it out there because it has, you know, we're waiting a week or so till this all transpires. But anyway, for about 2 years now, we've had the intent to move, and yet my mom's in a nursing home, so we want to stay in the area, but we want to downsize and get out of this great big, you know, house and all the maintenance and 15
mm-hmm.
flower beds and all that stuff. So it hasn't been coming, and I've been having readings for 2 years about this, you know, and
so my husband and I have been taking these RV trips, and we're scouting the country where we might want to move someday when we don't need to be here. So we're taking sort of action out in the world, but it just wasn't divine timing. And 2 years ago, well, at least a year ago and some, I had a couple of different readings, and both of them said August. Well, August came and went, and it didn't happen. Well, literally, not even two full weeks ago, and I had put out to the universe how I wanted it. I didn't want to deal with a realtor. I don't want to put it on the market. Don't want people traipsing through my house. I don't want to do all the required fix-ups that are making my husband, you know, crush under a weight of, you know, 50 things that need to be done to show the house right on the market. And I just said, you know what? I just want someone to knock on the door, love our house as is, and give us our asking price, and I want to move to someplace where we can be free of all that over, you know, responsibility, and a condo where you just lock the door and travel. And I need to tell you, it was much later than I expected, but it was to the T exactly. Somebody knocked on the door, and within 7 days, we had a contract on our house and a contract for the new house we want to move to, and everything has gone through smoothly. So we have closing dates, you know, July 31st. But when you hold the intent and you don't give up, but you allow for divine timing, boy, I'm telling you, it couldn't have been. It's everything I asked for and more. And the financial savings, the abundance that will come from this is even greater than I expected. So that's, you know, never give up, but you also don't always get to pick exactly the timing it all comes to bear.
Right. I have very high expectations on how I want to live.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't let go of those expectations, but let go of maybe the way, the how, and the when. And just open yourself to receive what is appropriate and perfect for your evolution and path and journey, because that's what your higher self is trying to offer you, instead of what your ego mind, human, you know, I want, I need, is trying to provide for you.
Yeah.
So that involves a lot of trust. But, I mean, I'm telling you, I would have expected this to show up a good solid year ago.
Yeah.
We've been doing an awful lot to bring, I mean, I sometimes wonder what my husband and I will talk about now that we actually have put this in place moving forward, because for the last 2 years, our conversations have been heavily about the next step in our life. Now that he's retired and the kids are in college and mom's out of hospice and in a stable condition, it's like, okay, we're ready. We're ready. Hello. We're
right.
Ready. You know?
Well, I'm happy for you.
Yeah, thank you. But do you see what I'm saying is, you know, our idea of ready and spirit's idea of ready can sometimes be two different time frames.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it isn't coming in the amazingly perfect way that you're envisioning.
Right. Huh. So this has been a few years, you know, of this more than a few years of this financial jam.
Mm-hmm. So, by the way, your cat feels much better to me now, Lexi.
Uh-huh.
Got some emotions cleared out there, and then she sort of had a little sense of humor about it all.
I hope so.
Yeah. So hopefully that's better for her. So let's offer you and everybody else, because financial is a big one for everybody. I mean, is there anybody out there that wouldn't like to have a clear path to financial freedom? And that's the way I like to put it is, you know, more than abundance, more than prosperity, financial freedom, where you get to do and pick and choose the life you want to live authentically, expressing yourself in joy and peace and a sense of trust and security. To me, that's financial freedom. That sound good?
It sounds great.
Let's bless into you and everyone listening and anchor into the planet through the collective on this call today, financial freedom. Apakai eliki alakota kata kalakai eliki alakota shishi 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 shisha sha 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 shakai hotakai omakai eliki halako. Also, tag onto this, for everybody in the entire earth, there's so many people living below the standard of just basic needs being met. So let's ask for financial freedom to really be the law of the land. Kaka
alakai eliki alako takasa komakai eliki alako takasa amakai eliki kalakai eliki alako takasa shum 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 shishi shishi shasha 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 ooh mas alakai wa amakai eliki alako takasa amakai eliki alako takasa shumakai eliki alako takasa amakai eliki alako takasa amakai eliki alako takasa opakai eliki alako takasa amakai eliki alokai wa Maliki alokai, amaki alokai, amakai alokai, sa 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 sa. Aliki alokai, omakai, eliki aloko takasa. Aliki alokai wa kolokai, eliki alokai wa. Amakai eliki aloko takasa, she 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 sha sha. Amakai eliki alokai wa oma. Alokai eliki alokai wa oma. Shum 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 shishi shishi sha 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 la. Aliki alokai wa. Makalakai eliki aloko takasa amakai eliki aloko takasa amakai alokai wa aliki alokai wa ko shi 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 sha 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 alokai alokai wa ko makai eliki alokai chi 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 cha cha sha sha alokai alokai wa ko lakai omakai eliki aloko takasa opakai eliki aloko takasa kam pa 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 ala 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 am al am ama Ola, omkai eliki aloko takasa, amakai eliki aloko takasa, amakai eliki alokai wa, aliki alokai wa kolokai amma sa 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 sa, makalakai eliki aloko takasa, upakai eliki alokai wa, aliki alokai wa, ala, ukai eliki aloko takasa, ala, ala, Ale, alo, ala, ama, ama. Whew, that was an intense one. And Spirit reminded me to tell you another part of my story. So 2 days before the knock on the door, well, let me back up. I had been holding resistance to doing all the stuff in the yard and all the house stuff, and it was like, hey, I've got important spirit work to do and this mundane stuff I'm so done with, you know? And I was not wanting to take care of the blessing I had, which is this beautiful home. And I was in resistance, and I was in, like, ugh, and struggle. And one of my lessons was to be present in the moment and joyful about every moment of every day, no matter what it involves. So whether I was having to garden or, you know, prep a meal or take care of a, you know, old house issue or whatever it was, or even stay home because we don't, and take care of the house because we don't have the money to go out and travel, or whatever it was, it was to come at peace with what I have, the blessing I have, and what is, and not to be defining something as special and important and something else as mundane and you know, less than worthy of my time and attention. So it was about a lesson for me. So I came back from a recent trip with that lesson in place, and I really surrendered and really embraced the gardening and the whole stepping in and no more resistance. And then 2 days before the knock on the door, my husband came to that same point, and he finally said, I am ready to just do that list of 50 things that needs done to put the house on the market. I'm ready to just let go of all my resistance and do it happily and willingly and put the resources in it because it needs to be done. And 2 days later, we were both fully aligned with the blessing we had and ready to totally invest ourselves in it. And that's when we were able to move into something new that we've been wanting instead. So do you see the lesson in that?
Yeah, well, see, I'm positive, but I live with someone that's
I know, but
negative.
If you don't want what you have and it's been given to you, then chances are there's something for you to get out of that. If you're not moving out of it quickly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's about coming to terms with where you are, what you have, and being at peace and appreciating that. And then new doors open. But when you're not okay with what is, the new doors sometimes don't open but until you get there.
I'm okay and I'm grateful, but the person I live with is negative, you know?
Well, then maybe it's about waiting for them to come to that. As my husband came to it a little later than I did, but 2 days after he did, boy, we both got what we've both been asking for.
Yeah, but I'm not married. This is kind of about me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we got it.
I'm not married.
We got about 30 seconds, and I want to say thank you to our chatters, because usually what Blog's been doing is as soon as we go off live air and we go into recording for archives, he usually boots all of our chatters out. So I want to say thank you to everybody who was here in chat today, and thank you to all our callers, and thank you to all the people who listen in archives. Our caller here that's online with us, you'll still be able to hear us, so we'll go ahead and finish this, and then what little bit, you know, we'll be in the archives at the end there. So anyway, go ahead.
Thank you, too. I want to thank the audience for forming this collective cup of love and peace and financial freedom and all the other energies we've anchored today through your open hearts receiving this, because it really does magnify the gift to all the listeners, to the callers for sure, and to the earth plane. So thank you for joining us in that collective receptivity.
Definitely. Agreed on that one. Yep, and there they went. The Blog boot commenced. Some people survive it. I think we still have Deep Blue. Oh, nope. Okay, we still got Deep Blue Sea and Wildfire Wind with us. And Beautified. Okay, there we got three that didn't get booted out of chat today.
Okay, so, all I'm saying is their energy will shift when there is nothing holding it stuck. And so... Mm-hmm. You may not recognize where you're blocked or holding blocked, but when the lesson is learned and the blocks are cleared, energy flows through and new doors open.
Right. Yes, I am keeping that very much open.
Yeah, so you may think, you know, I am grateful, I have done all my work and all this stuff is cleared and all that, but there may be, like even this morning in the shower, the thing, if you were online earlier, the thing I described about just inverting myself and letting the angels come in and pick all the stuff that, you know, I work at clearing from the inside. Well, I inverted myself so it was on the outside so I could see it better. And then there was this thing that had to do this with, you know, I'm anchored into the wisdom of the ages. And it's time to let that go and let the wisdom of the ageless, the infinite realms in.
Well,
I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, I'm very spurred to myself, and I try to stay positive as can be, you know.
Well, sometimes if you're trying to stay positive, you may be denying some of the feelings that come from the shadow side, too. So it's great to be intentionally positive, but you also need to allow whatever doesn't feel so positive to surface and clear and transmute and bring that, what do we call that, the unified self.
Well,
So sometimes it's like shoveling out the barn. You know, you got to get rid of the muck. You got to address it and throw it out. You know, pitch it out into the garden or someplace. You know, before you have room to put down a clear sand floor.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Instead of focusing only on the curb appeal, you know, the external or the prettiness factors of, you know, how everything feels good, looks good, and all that. But you still got, you know, some stuff, and we all do. I'm not picking on you because here I've been at this 14 years, and
cool.
I do it every day.
Everybody does
and every day, and there's just, you know, so just not to get frustrated and give up and feel like what you're doing isn't working as a manifestor, but to realize that there's just something else, still another weed to pull, and get into the treasure hunt of that as a journey instead of looking for the finish line.
Well, I have been trying my art for the longest, for years, and I write children's books, and I had one publisher take it, you know, and not pay me a dime, and I've got two more that I'm working on, maybe getting them self-publishing, because I know my expectations, and I know I will succeed at what I do, but it's like every time I try to do it, there was a block on income.
Yeah. Do you perhaps have some anger and unforgiveness or resentment toward the publisher that valued your work but didn't value you?
Oh, of course.
Do you want to let that go?
Huh?
Can we clear that?
I didn't clear it up yet. I've got it in. Actually, I've took it to a courtroom. And
okay. It's clearing in another way. Okay.
Yes, because I'm not going to just, it's not just me that they violated, it's other people that poured their heart into their work that was cheated.
Right.
So
let's look at this. Let's look at maintaining the appropriate action that you're taking to make things right, but meanwhile releasing the anger, the hurt, the resentment, and the disempowerment of having somebody violate you.
Yeah.
So can we do that? Can we shift the energy while you continue to take action in the real world?
Yeah.
Let's try this from Archangel Michael. I like this one. Because generally if it happened to you, there's a pattern. Okay? Like many lifetimes pattern. So if you would repeat with me, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And all others.
And all others.
All harm done.
All harm done.
Real and imagined.
Real and imagined.
Across all time and space.
Across all time and space.
And all expressions of my being.
And all expressions of my being.
I am love.
I am love.
I am pure light.
I am pure light.
All of my needs are infinitely met.
All of my needs are infinitely met.
I choose peace.
I choose peace.
Balance.
Balance.
Harmony.
Harmony.
And love.
And love.
My love is greater than all distortions of truth.
Then my love is greater than all distortions of truth.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Ale alo ala ama ana om. Aleki aloko takasa kalakai. Aleki alokaiwa. Amakai eliki aloko takacha kile esakai omakaiwa shimakai eliki alokaiwa kolakai aliki aloko takacha kalakai eliki aloko takacha shimhal ki halokaiwa mahasakai eliki aloko iwa kotakasi shene esakai omakaiwa kolakaiwa kile esa shimakai wa kochi ewa ota bahasakai wa kolakai eliki aloko Shane e sakai oa haso. Shimaha sa 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 sa. O masakai eliki alo. Amakai wa kolakai. Ewa omakai eliki aloko takacha. Aliki alo kaiwako bahaso shishi hawa. Shishi hawa ko shiwa. Mane e sakai. Aliki alo amakai wa om. Aliki alo kaiwa. O ya bahaso. Aleha Roma, Aleha, Aleha Roma, Ana. Omakai, Eliki, Aleko, Takasa, Om. Yomaha, Aleha Roma, Ana, Oma. Omakai, Eliki, Alo, Kaiwa. Uya Roma. Aleha Rumaha, Aleha Rumaha, Oma, Anea, Oma, Anea, Oma, Oma. I see you having gone forward, and like I said, when you release your spirit, you can take whatever action you need to in the physical realm, but your spirit is free to move forward. And I see you sitting in a low chair with, they're kind of big books, like they're, you know, how children's books are bigger format, you know, size-wise, and it's open in your lap, and you're reading to these children, and they're sitting around you, you know, in a semicircle kind of thing, and you're having the best time, and your energy is so happy in that space, and it is not happy in a courtroom. I mean, that's this defensive, this, you know, warrior energy coming forward. And I'm not telling you not to do that if you feel called to do that for yourself and others that have been violated. But I'm saying don't only do that. Go ahead and self-publish. Go ahead and get out there. Be in those classrooms. Be in these bookstores. Be giving that joy. Be holding the vibration of the joy of the success of your work. Don't wait to go into that until you've resolved the old.
Okay, so... Well, I am going to, like I said, I am going to, I don't know where it's standing now because I couldn't actually get the publisher, but I got the lawyer that was promoting the publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And I pulled them to a courtroom, and I don't know what the outcome of that is. And then I've got several other things, like another one is my family and inheritance that I was cheated out of, and it just was like a vicious cycle.
You see, you have a theme. Yeah, you have a theme going here, and this is going to require two things, well, several things, but one being forgiveness. You're not. It's not about them. It's not about their actions. It's not about condoning anything that's happened. It's about breaking the energy there. Yeah. So forgiveness, acceptance, and knowing you're more than your experience here and it doesn't define you. And knowing your prosperous, abundant, capable self, talented, capable self, can create something so much more magically beautiful for you. And that's where your energy belongs.
That's where I've been, that's what I've been practicing on, because I'm like, well, being as they took that book, I could write others and make money and prosper that way.
That's right. But see, if you're holding that old vibration, you're going to be dually vibrating, and the you're not magnetizing. You know, you say you're being positive, but you're not actually magnetizing to the vibration of creativity and the joy and the children and all that wonderful stuff, while you're also vibrating the other energy of blame, disempowerment, and anger and resentment and hurt. So you're vibrating two things, and you're going to be having, it's like, it's not clarity, it's not, what's the word I want, cohesive. You're, what you're trying to manifest is not a cohesive, laser-focused vibration. You've got
right
this huge energy all over the place with multiple issues.
Right.
Yeah.
Victimization.
Yeah, and it was, and that's why I just said, well, you know what, everybody that did it to me, I am going to go ahead and seek justice in it. And
okay, well, that's one path, and I'm not going to tell you don't go there, but I am going to tell you another path is to forgive it, walk away, and get yourself in a vibration you prefer to live in. But you can do both, but you're going to have to do the one from a point of neutrality, to right a wrong, because it comes from truth and appropriateness, but not from anger and defensive attack. You're going to have to get yourself into a neutral space of appropriate action, loving action, divine, you know, like bringing something, bringing light to bear on the shadow, if you will, of this publisher, of this inheritance situation, all that. But you do it from a strength position of, not a defensive position, but a strength position of being in the right. And I don't mean righteous. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Righteous
see, right
usually
now,
involves, you know, you're, pardon the expression, but kind of you're a prick and I'm not. You know, that's kind of the righteous thing. But I mean righteous from the point of view of being neutrally, appropriately trying to set something right.
Well, see, right now, all I have now is a van, my cat, and my clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was due to an ex-husband and a bunch of circumstances that boiled me down to this. And now I'm in a relationship, and he has this dream of living in this trailer, and that's not my dream.
Move on, get in a new dream. But create something that you want to create and live and enjoy as the highest expression of your gifts, your truth, your energy. And don't compromise that then if that's not what you want. But do forgive, do release, do surrender, relinquish all of that victimization. I'm in this position because of all these people. I don't have my inheritance because of all this stuff. I don't have, you know, my book should have been in this other form, you know, like I should be being receiving abundance and return from my book, and I'm stuck because I'm not. So those things may be true on the surface, but remember, things are not as they appear in this plane. And you want to get out of that duality energy and get into the unity energy where the unlimited, infinite supply is available to you through the universal all. So you can only do that when you are no longer agreeing with yourself as a diminished, victimized, impoverished experience.
Right.
Okay. I'm not saying that isn't your true experience currently, but I'm saying that doesn't define you. You know, there was a beautiful piece on the Today Show about this gal she was a Valley Victorian. She's in a pretty rough school. She was homeless, and she got a 4.0. She was valedictorian, and she didn't have an ounce of victim energy in her. She was remarkable, and she lived in a homeless shelter with you know, no showers and no refrigerator, and she spent most of her time at school. You could spend a lot of your time in a library. I mean, you take yourself where you want to go because of what you believe in your thoughts and your sense of the potential instead of what has been and what's behind you and what that's not allowing that to define you. It was on the Today Show this morning. If you want to look for that, just listen to her. She's so inspiring, this young girl.
So do you see, I've been picturing a new truck. I've been picturing a new house. And it's mine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And also
start to picture peace. It's not about picturing. That's a mental construct. It is, that helps. But what's going to create is the emotion, the vibration that you're holding. So if you're holding, these people did this to me. I'm in this position because I'm not happy. This is a problem because these people violated me. That is a very low energy, and you want to raise your energy to a vibration of love, forgiveness, compassion, understanding, and creative bursts of, like, you have creativity in you that's just bursting to come out, and that's what you want to align with. So let that creativity burst out of you and let all the other stuff just settle itself out as it can, as it will, in divine time. But don't hold back that creative burst. Let those seeds, that seed pod that you are, just erupt into new creations. And get those self-published or get them published with a new publisher. Just don't let the past block you, limit you, or define you from where you're headed. And
do you
then
see
let that give you the new truck and all that you're visioning? It's good to hold that vision, but you got to take action.
Right.
That's going to create the circumstances for that vision to come to you. And that's the passion energy you want. That's the love of the work you're doing, the love of the children you're doing it for, the expressing your creative gifts that God gave you, and the joy of sharing that. That's the energy you want to be vibrating.
Well,
Don't just focus on a vision of something that you want, because that's going to just enhance the lack of it. You know, I mean, that's like, that's what I want because I don't have. What you want to do is focus on what you do have, which is that creative passion, creativity, and the energy to make it, you know, into something manifest, into something physical, in form that can turn that abundance to you.
Right. Do you see any finances coming my way soon?
I'm not a reader.
Oh. Okay.
in a different or another. What I will say is, you know, sometimes people, you know, we all have this, is that forgiveness does not mean that you think it's okay what people did to you. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is simply saying, you know what, I am going to let them not matter. And it's in essence, sometimes forgiving yourself, you know, saying, you know what, I made a mistake and that's okay. And I'm going to move forward with that. It doesn't make what someone else did to me, external circumstances, okay. It doesn't do that. But it allows you to drop that bag of whatever it is, you know, by the roadside and move on and go, you know, if you want to make him accountable, you know, and you have the space there. It's like you just say, hey, God, you know, I'll let you make him accountable. And it's like, and I'm going to move forward, keep moving forward. Does that make
sense? That's a good idea, because I don't hate anybody, and I, you know, I don't want to hurt them physically, but I kind of wanted to reveal them, you know.
Well, and that's okay, because that's the energy of holding someone accountable. There's nothing wrong with that, but you want to do it from a neutral point of, you know, this is my truth, not from the point of I've been wronged and I need to make it right before I can move forward. So you go move forward now without hinging your forward movement to the past. And you hold people accountable because it's the right thing to do. It's the loving thing to do. It involves self-love, self-compassion, not validation, because you shouldn't need that, but you're helping the others and preventing the wrong from happening.
It's part of that group that you come in with, like what Laura said earlier about how people sometimes, you know, come into your life to reveal, you know, your stresses or your weaknesses, and it helps you to be a better person. And likewise, what you do is helping them to be a better person, to raise up and to let go of some of the dross and some of the, you know, impurities or whatever within spirit that they need to let go of too.
But there may come a time, there may come a time where you decide it's not worth your time and energy to be invested in that. And you can bless and release that too. You know, it's like, oh, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to be involved in that anymore. You know, court cases can drag on and it can be expensive and whatever. And there may be a point where you just say, you know what, it's dragging me down and I'm cutting the line. So either way you choose, that's okay. The important thing is if you choose to be involved in it, do it from a non-attachment to the outcome, because you don't want to have your future hinged to that. You want your future to be created in the now, every moment, through that creative seed pod that's ready to burst in you. Don't hold back that burst because of this other.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Let that burst and let those seeds go out and bless everybody.
Well, it wasn't that I was being hateful about the publisher. I mean, there was many people, when you write something and you put your own self-effort into it and then somebody just takes it and they don't just violate you, they violated everyone else, then yes, I believe that they should be held accountable for this.
Right.
Because
and you can do that if you choose, but do you see what we're saying? We started this whole conversation about how you're so positive and you're holding nothing back and you're doing all this, and then the real whole story starts to reveal itself. Yes, you are holding yourself back.
Oh. Okay, so I need to just stop looking backwards and just start looking forward.
Bingo.
Forward. There you go.
Okay. You know, be here now and let that seed pod burst forward into new creations, new experiences, new blessings.
Right. I guess I've been held up in the past. That's what
that's what we keep trying to tell you, and you're like, but I am positive, I am vision.
Right, but
you got it.
That's the important thing. She got it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like holding yourself back in levels that you may not have understood you were, and that involves forgiveness, release, non-attachment, and it doesn't mean you can't still take those steps for accountability purposes, but don't be attached to them. And if you happen to lose the court case or nothing ever comes of it, or you spend a bunch of money and you feel even, like, more defeated because of that, like, don't worry about it. Don't attach
to
that. Let that be done. Not a part of your future.
Have you ever read the story, The Little Soul in the Sun?
I love it, love it, love it.
I haven't. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to read it.
Neil Donald Walsh.
Are you there?
Yes, by Neil Donald Walsh on Telling Kelly.
Oh, he was one of the presenters on The Secret. I love him. He was so funny.
Right.
Wow.
So do you see, you're here to rise above your challenges, not get enmeshed in them. You're here to bring light. You're here to bring, you know, the story forth. You're here to bring forth what's in you to share in the bigger collective way. You're here to bless life. Get busy doing that.
Yes, I just
I got an analogy for you from the new truck point of view. Think about your windshield that looks forward when you drive. You drive forward and look how big your windshield is. Look at how small your rearview mirror is by comparison. So where do you need to focus on? Not that you're not aware of what's in the past, because you don't want a semi to come up and rear end you, but you've got a big windshield out front and you've got a little tiny rearview mirror. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's kind of like when you're driving 55 miles an hour down the highway and you're looking in the rear view mirror, what's going to happen.
Yeah, but see, the thing here is you have multiple things, the inheritance issue, this, and who knows what else in other lifetimes.
Right.
You have multiple things pointing out a pattern of being violated and feeling diminished and disrespected and harmed and like that warrior energy rising up to battle. We're done with battle. We're done with duality. It's time to move into the new energies of the new earth. And you can do that if you feel it's necessary and important, and the indigos are still a big part of that, changing corporations and politics and all that. Or you can just set that free, set yourself free, and say, karma's done. I'm done with that. I want to go enjoy my life. That's up to you. That's your choice. But whatever it is you do, stay in the now and move into the new energies. Or that old stuff will just keep repeating for you as long as you need it to learn.
Oh God, yeah. I don't need some more riffraff.
you know what I might almost suggest is Bonnie and Susan Z, they're on like Mondays. I know next week's going to be different, but it's like they're on Mondays and Tuesdays. Susan is the Akashic Record reader, and a lot of times it's like, I mean, you know, she pointed out to me, it's like some of the stuff, because I was holding, I'll say, a similar pattern. She said it was like a pattern of, you know, like self-denigration. And it's like, but sometimes just being aware of what those are, she can also give, you know, like some more of the tips on that, you know, how do you change that programming? It's like, how do you erase that VCR tape and put something, some new programming on the tape? And it's like, that's essentially what it's like, okay?
Right, and that's one of the things I do as well is that emotional energy shift work. You know, you can turn on Daily Dose of Love, subscribe for free to my website.
I was going to say, Laura does that free, that Daily Dose of Love. Go to that www.lauraperat.com. It's like, and she's got the Daily Dose of Love that you can subscribe to for free. Comes in your mailbox every day in your email box. And it's like, it's about, I don't know. They're not so long. It's like, I think you, you
they're
know,
they're 5 to
15 minutes
every rare now and then, yeah. 2025. But, I mean, really short, but
yeah.
Their energy, it's an energy, yeah, frequency journey, an immersion journey in higher frequencies of non-dual,
yeah,
light. This,
right,
is the,
yeah,
pure, true light of source. And it,
yeah,
it has no opposite. And it starts to entrain you by spending a little time in it. And, you know, you can subscribe for free by putting in your email, and you'll start with number one. Or you can just go on my website and randomly pick through the archive and listen to the ones that you feel intuitively drawn to.
Yes. I had actually done some psychic work for one of the top 10 psychics before he died. And I've done that kind of work myself, but I never charged anybody. I just used it for a gift, you know. So I know about other planes and dimensions, and I can see spirits and stuff like that. And
this is none of that. This is none of that. This bypasses the mind with light frequencies in the language of light, like I was speaking, you know,
well,
on the show here. This is a frequency.
See, what I'm trying to explain is this guy was a shaman, and what he found out, and it's connected, even though it's working through the psychics, that there was actual healing through the vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That's what Laura does.
But what I'm really trying to tell you is you have a lot of mind involved in all this, and this bypasses the mind, and it goes directly to the cells. And it starts to vibrate you at a higher frequency. And so instead of doing all the work of all that therapy type work of, you know, finding your stuff and clearing it and releasing and acknowledging and all that, this starts to just vibrate you at a frequency that dissolves a lot of that.
Raises.
So it's, and it, to me, it's just an easier path. You know, it's a path of grace.
You feel it. You feel it.
Yes, I just got to be grateful all the way, you know. Grateful for everything, no matter what. I mean, I'm very grateful. I really am.
Good.
Yeah.
All right.
And I enjoyed talking to you two and wonderful people, and I love your energy. And
thank
I thank you.
You
very much.
Oh, yeah. You're very welcome. And I wish you blessings, because I really am looking forward to those children's books coming out and blessing everybody.
I am so happy. You know what else happens real quick? When I do abstracts, people will appear in my abstracts.
Uh-huh.
That I did not put in there.
Cool.
Huh, nice.
You know what I'm saying? I just put them down,
yeah,
and then all people's faces will start appearing.
Mm-hmm.
And the artwork.
Wow. Cool.
But, yeah,
that's
so I'm very
cool.
creative. And I know I just got to make connections, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So maybe I need to start focusing on meeting the right connections. But
there
I appreciate you guys.
The right
so much.
Connections will come to you when you're vibrating the energy that is ready for that connection.
Yes.
I'm ready right now.
I know you think you are. I know you think you are, but I'm just telling you how the law of attraction is going to be. In other words, if you are still needing to see something, heal something, clear something, you're going to stay in that pattern because it doesn't serve your higher self to skip ahead.
Right.
With that, okay, it doesn't serve you to jump to eighth grade and skip sixth, seventh grade. You know,
right.
And so you're going to get stuck until you're unstuck. And, I mean, you know, it's just that, you know, we want more, we want better, we want faster. Listen to Bonnie, I want it all, I want it now. That's not necessarily going to serve the growth pattern that's going to give you the wisdom and understanding and the ability to help others through where you were stuck. So So what's important is for you to be here now, dealing with what's directly in front of you, focusing with the clear intention and choice of the vibration and creative expression you want to have in life. And one day at a time, simplify, focus, and create the next moment.
Yes. I will continue free.
Yeah.
I've got two beautiful children.
Instead of leaping ahead, yeah, you got to be here now.
One step at a time.
Okay, well, thank you.
And then those contacts will come to you in the perfect and divine order, like I said, about the whole house thing. It, you know, much as I chomped at the bit, wanted, and was certain it was time a year ago. You know, it wasn't.
It wasn't. Something
because I really
hadn't
accepted part of what I was blocking with not totally embracing what I had
right.
in the present. Okay? I have another call coming in, so I'm going
to
jump off the
thank
line here.
Blessings to both of you.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
God bless.
Hold on. Was that you, Laura? You got to jump off? All righty. Well, rats. I was going to try to ask a question, but it's like, obviously, my question is going to happen next month because she'll be on again with us. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, who has listened and participated today. As you all know, there are archives, and we can come back and listen to these again. Usually, I'm one of those, I download them, because I always get something more when I listen again. So, anyway, we will be back on Monday, and Bonnie has got quite a lineup. There's a next week is a mother and daughter team. One of them is, I don't know, I'm not sure which one's which. One of them is a medical intuitive. The other one is like straight up, you know, spirit gal, just, you know, very amazing. I'm not sure who's on what days. I know Bonnie and Susan are usually on Mondays and Tuesdays, and Ron and myself are on Wednesdays. And I believe the medical intuitive ladies are on Thursday, but there might be some flop outs on Monday and Tuesday, and I've got to get together with Bonnie and figure it out. But I know next week coming up is some amazing people. So tune in, and you know, you can always call in 347-838-8864. Check Bonnie out on Facebook. It's Bonnie Mosenter Albers, and usually those shows and archives are listed on her Facebook page. And I also have a group called Spiritual Learning Connection, you know, open membership. And usually we try to post a variety, not just, you know, Bonnie shows, but there's other posters who are there who get their shows on and up. So check us out as a group and come and contribute. And we, in Bonnie's words, love is in the airwaves. So we love you guys, and we appreciate everybody who listens and comes on the show. And be sure to call us back and check us out. So take care. Have an awesome week and weekend. Today's only Thursday, so I was like, yep, it's a three-day weekend. We got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up. So time to go back and listen and practice with some of what Laura was teaching us today with everybody. So have an awesome day. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you next week. Love is in the air.